Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's time for sport. Good morning, Des.
We're arguing hurling here, but coming up with very
finer points.
A very powerful piece coming up from Donlough Cusack, who kind of lets fly at the GAA for not broadening the base of hurling. But first, let's get to the big golf story. Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele making history with the lowest ever rounds in the US Open. And Rory McIlroy has made a great start on a day of low scoring at LA Country Club. Reporting, Greg Allen.
It was a day of scoring records set in the US Open, but it wasn't remotely expected. However daunting the LA Country Club may have seemed during the practice days, the course actually gave way to a relentless pummeling of birdies with two rounds of 8 under par 62, a US Open record posted in the morning wave of players alone. Just for context, before yesterday, there had been just one round of 62 and none lower than that in 163 years of all the major championships. The men in possession of the lead are two Americans, a resurgent Ricky Fowler, whose record 62 lasted just 23 minutes before Xander Schauffele matched it. Fowler's 10 birdies in a single round is another US Open record, but he wasn't getting ahead of himself afterwards.
Off to a good start, but there's still plenty of golf to be played. It's going to be tough tomorrow afternoon, but at least, you know, got out of the gate and we're off to, like I said, a good start.
In somewhat more difficult afternoon scoring conditions, Rory McIlroy roared to the turn with five birdies in just 30 strokes. Then he picked off another birdie on the short par 3-15th. Seven birdies and 10 pars until he came to the 18th, where after a booming 360-yard drive into the fairway, he left a 9-iron short in heavy fescue grass beside the green and then totally whiffed the next shot, not even moving the ball. He did well to make bogey, and his 65 leaves him on 5 under par, tied for 5th place, just 3 off the lead. The rest of the Irish, though, toiled on day 1. 2 over par 72s for Seamus Power and Shane Lowry, and 73s for Patrick Harrington and Matt McLean.
Thanks, Greg. Meanwhile, Leona Maguire has made a good start to the LPGA Classic in Michigan. She's 3 off the lead on 3 under par. Stephanie Meadow is 2 under. Now, in soccer, Spain beat Italy 2-1 in last night's Nations League semi-final. Spain now meet Croatia in the decider on Sunday. And the Republic of Ireland play Greece in the European Championships in Athens this evening, needing a victory after losing our opening game to France. The game is live on RT2 Television and 2FM. Kenny Cunningham is there for us, and he feels victory tonight and next week at home to Gibraltar is crucial.
The lads took some crumbs of comfort from the performance against France, but yeah, they want to put some points on the board. I don't think anybody's under any illusion again about in regards to the game this evening. They're a very competent side, the Greeks, but I think we're capable of beating them. And you're right, back-to-back victories kind of really starts as puts us in a very good position in the group. So, yeah, I'm sure that's the focus. That's what the players want. There'll be a steely determination, having committed so much of their time up to this point over the summer, to go and make it count now.
A constantly evolving Irish team, isn't it? I mean, it's new faces cropping up all the time.
Yeah, but I think the spine of the team now, John, pretty much picks itself, and they're the players, certainly the manager will be leaning on. Yeah, there'll always be a bit of conversation and a healthy argument about one or two positions in around the pitch, but I think that fundamentally the spine of the team now kind of picks itself. It's a young, kind of vibrant team, and at last we've got the centre-forward we've been searching for quite some time, a goal-scoring centre-forward who looks the part, not only looks the part at club level, but increasingly looks the part at international level. So, yeah, we're all hoping that Evan can make a big impact on the game tonight and also on Monday.
Yeah, also tonight, Northern Ireland are away to Denmark, England go to Malta, and Wales host Armenia. The Irish under-21s play Ukraine in a friendly in Austria. Well, now to Gaelic games, and listen to the frustration here of Donlough Cusack with the GAA over the lack of development of hurling. Here he is with his hurling nation.
Good morning, comrades. This weekend we get another glimpse at Offaly and Carlow, who played out a great Joe McDonagh Cup final a few weeks ago. The immediate reward for both teams is to enter the All-Ireland series at this stage. Carlow played Dublin, Offaly played Tip. It's extremely likely that Carlow and Offaly will lose and neither team will play into county hurling again until next February. By then, the buzz from the Joe McDonagh will be long gone. They deserve better, and if we consider in almost 150 years of stewardship, the GAA has failed to expand the hurling map of Ireland even marginally, then hurling deserves better also. In fact, before the end of the Second World War, 11 different counties had won All-Ireland hurling titles. Since then, just 9 counties have. The last new name on the cup was Offaly themselves, way back in 1981. We haven't had a first-time All-Ireland finalist since then. That's failure. We now have just two provincial championships for our national game. We have a Leinster competition with falling attendances and little tension, and a Munster scene which seems to be thriving but just needs two teams to fall away before it follows the Leinster model. Imagine standing over a gravely ill relative and saying, "No, no, I can feel a pulse. No need to call a doctor yet." The GAA is the one refusing to call the doctor. Munster hurling is that pulse. We need a plan for hurling, not pats in the head. A plan for growth. Offaly are on the way back after a sharp fall that should never have been allowed to happen. Teams like Carlow, Westmeath, Kerry seem stranded. Too good to slip out of the Joe McDonagh, not good enough for permanent progress. Small groups of heroic volunteers and so-called weaker hurling counties put together the odd good team and keep hope alive. What help do they get from the GAA leadership? They need finance and guidance for academies and career pathways, specialised hurling coaches arriving like missionaries, regional hurling centres, shared expertise for developing partnerships with local businesses to help funding of hurling, twinning mentoring arrangements with stronger counties, a guarantee of immunity from relegation for 2 or 3 years when Carlow make the Leinster Championship, and that's just for starters. Rugby has marketed and grown itself brilliantly. Soccer produced a recent plan looking for $500 million in funding to develop their game here. The best of luck to them. Could we pay Guinness to come back and market the game a la the late 90s? Where's the GAA's campaign for the funding to preserve a sport and cultural asset which is as old and as precious as our language? Imagine a kid in Carlow, Sligo or Donegal cannot hold a hurling in their hand today and realistically dream of playing in an All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final. No number of pats in the head will change that. If you can, get out and watch Offaly in Carlow this weekend. They deserve it.
Strong stuff. He'll be buzzing for the rest of the day, don't
you? You talking about that?
In athletics, Kieran McGeehan finished 11th in the Dream Mile at the Bislett Games in Oslo. Sonia O'Sullivan's meeting record set back in 1994 was broken by Ethiopia's Birke Helam. And we've two race meetings this evening at Cork and Ferry House.